Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Jacob's sons head back to Egypt, their first load of grain gone. Simeon awaits in prison there, and Benjamin is compelled to go along, much to Jacob's grief. In their saddlebags, they carry double the money, the return funds from the last trip, and as much again for a new load. To hopefully sweeten their meeting with this austere gentleman, Zaphnath-Paneah, Joseph's Egyptian name, they bring, quote, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Genesis 43, verse 11. When Joseph laid eyes on his little brother, he told his steward to order a noontime feast at his home and transport the men there. Oh no, he's going to make us slaves for taking our money back the last time, they thought. How does it feel, fellas? Then Simeon is returned to them. When Joseph arrives, again they, quote, bowed down before him, verse 26. After a discussion about their father and greeting Benjamin, Joseph had to leave the room to weep. On his return, the brothers were invited to the table, and what do you know? They were seated exactly according to their age. But one thing Joseph still wanted to know. If Benjamin was receiving preferred treatment from Jacob, did the others respond in envy as they had to him? So, quote, Benjamin's serving was 5 times as much as any of theirs. Verse 34. But they were unfazed, quote, and were merry with him. Now one more test. How would they respond if Benjamin was taken captive? Had they changed since Joseph's rejection? Once again, the grain sacks were loaded and the money returned. But this time, Joseph's personal silver cup was inserted in Benjamin's sack as well. They were hardly out of town when the long arm of the law nabbed them. They're in deep trouble now, aren't they?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.